Good afternoon and welcome to the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. It's Wednesday, the 16th day in the month of November 2022. And for someone like me who is super excited for no particular reason, I'm just excited because November will soon come to an end. And then it will be time for December. And I'm already looking forward to 2023. So pardon me if I do the countdown thing every time I come on air. You will not understand. My name is Denise Dennis Walu. How are you doing today? Hope you're good. I'm sure you've been in safe hands from the Morning Crossfire through to Hello Port Harcourt. And it is time for the Sunny Side. From now up until 3 p.m, like I always say, you and I will be sharing this space together, having great conversations. Now, the first conversation is not a very exciting one, I must say. It's something that causes a lot of us to tremble, worry, fret at the sound of it. It's called inflation. And there is a new report. I will share that in due time. But imagine not being able to afford some basic commodities because of inflation. Now, the questions we'll try to answer are very simple. Are there products that you have learned to live without due to inflation? Or you found your way around it somehow? You found an alternative, or you found you found another option that you think you can, you know, live by up until things get better. And this question we usually have shied away from, but in all honesty, between the producers, the buyers, and the sellers, who is most hit by the effects of inflation? Welcome back to the Sunny Side. So let's talk inflation. Who are the biggest sufferers? Nigeria's inflation rate rose to a 17-year high of 21.09% last month, October 2022. This is according to the National Bureau of Statistics. This is a 0.32% increase from 20.77% recorded in September. Now, the National Bureau of Statistics made this known in its Consumer Price Index report for October 2022, released yesterday, Tuesday, November 15th. The Consumer Price Index measures the rates of change in prices of goods and services. According to the report, food inflation also sharply rose to 23.72% in the month under review from 23.34% in the prior month. Now, while the core inflation rate jumped to 17.76% from 17.6% recorded in September 2022. Maybe I'm speaking big English. Let's drive home the point. This morning, I was craving akara and pap. So I left the house in search of akara. I got to the vendor. Last I checked, the akara balls were being sold for 50 naira. But the quantity had reduced. The size, okay, so it's 50 naira, but it's now looking like something of 20 naira. And then the quality, as at the time I took it home to taste it, was nothing compared to 50 naira worth of akara. And then I bought akamu. Some days ago, I discovered that the price of akamu, the ones they tie in the nylon, from 50 naira became 70 naira. But surprisingly, the size also reduced. So they didn't just increase the price, they reduced the size of the Akamu. So I was between buying the Akamu and going home to manage the small custard I had left. Long story short, the seller is my very good customer. So she gave it to me for the 50 naira. And I was just thinking to myself, could it get any worse? One of our news stories, the news bulletin, talked about even the hike in fuel price. So let's look at commodities that are most likely affected, especially commodities that you and I consume on a regular. We're talking prices of gas for cooking. We're talking liquid fuel. We're talking passenger transport by air, by road, solid fuel. We're talking vehicle spare parts. Christmas is around the corner, and we're going to be talking things like rice, fresh tomatoes, and other things that, you know, we usually make the Christmas rice to taste good. Or maybe it's not about Christmas, but this is the reality. Inflation. Every month we get these reports and we are scared, but decisions would have to be made. Now, the first question I'd like to ask as it concerns this conversation, very simple. Through all the existence of humans from primitive years up until now, we have always found a means of surviving, or a means of survival. And then came the phrase, survival of the fittest. When it concerns inflation, I'm not sure we are talking survival of the fittest. I'm sure we are looking at survival of those who can afford. So we're going to be making decisions centered on what comes into us monthly, weekly, daily. So we're talking revenue, we're talking income, and we're trying to measure up what we have coming in and what we really, really need and what then we can afford. So to you, the listener, are there products that you have learned to live without? Or you've found a way around them due to inflation? You may not necessarily mention brand names, especially if it's a brand. You know, for some commodities that are packed, they have brand names. Or you can mention the commodity. Let's say it's milk. Let's say it's salt. Let's say it's gari. Let's say it's rice. But yeah, last I checked too, gari increased from 1,000 to 1,200 for the custard rubber. So is it that you found an alternative, or you just created, you just had the mindset, you just found a way around it so much so that if I don't eat this thing, I'm not sure I'm going to die. If I'm not using this stuff, I would not die. Now, the second question will concern you as well, because when you look at the production and supply chain, you have the producers, then you have the wholesalers, the retailers, and then you have the primary consumer. But let's just, you know, put them all together to be producer, buyer, and seller, just to simplify things. Who do you think, between the producers, the buyers, and the sellers, is most hit by the effect of inflation? The number to call is 070-0923-0923. Once again, the smart number, the only number to call, is 070-0923-0923. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Please don't like to remind us to turn down the volume of our radio set when we call, and also ensure that we are audible so that we can hear us. I have Daniel calling. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, DD.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Chinke Daniel from Imogeto Zako.
Chinke Daniel, you're welcome.
Yes. My sister, I no longer drink pap.
You no longer drink pap?
Yes, that's akamu.
Okay.
Like you mentioned, because I can't drink it or take it without a tin of milk.
Oh.
So today, for a tin of any brand of beet, whatever, it's not cheaper than 300 naira. That is the milk alone.
Mm.
You talk about the pap, talk about
sugar,
our fried egg that goes with. So I only take it now, maybe on a Christmas Day, that is 25th. I know I have to spend like 1,200 to enjoy myself that day. So that's the way it is.
So Tingi, do you have a family?
Yes.
Okay, so this decision you took, did you take it for yourself only or for the rest of the family?
Before they themselves can take rice.
Okay.
Because children, they love rice, and I can take that one alone.
Okay.
I can take myself alone. And did you know one other thing is that next year, like you said, fuel. From what we are hearing, fuel is the cheapest oil product now.
Mm.
Which means next year, it is going to be higher. And I am telling ordinary Nigerians like my very self, can we imagine what it's going to look like when they remove the
subsidy
next year?
Oh, that's
because
another thing to look at, you know.
All the presidential apparent are saying that they will remove the fuel subsidy.
Hmm.
So I don't know which way forward. Then the worst hit is the ordinary man that consumes. The producer can stop and look for something else. Thank you very much, Didi.
Daniel, are you sure it's you that's losing? Because, see, one seller now has lost a milk and akamu customer because you've stopped taking milk and pap. See?
And then as a business person, he can go into other business.
Mm.
Maybe go into profile.
You are encouraging illegal bunkery? Is that what you're saying?
Anyone that your hand can reach.
Oh, my God.
To survive.
Oh, my God. So there you have it. Dear milk sellers, tin milk sellers, or tin milk manufacturers and pap makers, you just lost one customer or one consumer. This is to drive home the point. As at last week, was it last week? No, not last week. The week before last week, eggs sold for 70, 80 naira is now being sold for 100 naira. And if you see the sizes, very annoying, I must say. For those of you that eat eggs a lot, or you do things with eggs, you bake, or you own a restaurant, but you work with eggs. You're into food. You're in the food. You're a food vendor. You will understand better the fact that the prices of eggs have increased. And tell that to your customers when you tell them that the 10 inches cake that used to be maybe 9,000 naira is now going to be sold to them for 13,000 naira. Are you sure people are going to make cakes anymore? That's another question. Nigerian, for good afternoon. Yes, turn off your radio set. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio set. Good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, Michael calling from Omodo.
Michael, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, back on the first time you're asking this afternoon.
The final consumers, okay? Tell us why.
Yeah, like let me look at the area of I'm a businessman, I'm doing laundry.
Laundry, okay.
Yeah. Let me look at the area of some starch we buy.
Starch.
You know,
okay.
Yeah. No, right from the beginning we're buying starch, some of them. Early this year, we're getting the 400, the bottom one, 500. But now, can you imagine that those starts are about 1,000 something right now?
Interesting.
Now, so what the customer, what most laundry people are doing now is, instead of them buying that bottom one, they are now going to the start shopping. So I think that it's really affecting even the business of individuals.
So as a laundry person, did you increase price or you rather went for a cheaper alternative?
Even when you try to increase the price, the customers will not still agree with you. So what will you do? They are still, the inflation is still telling on them.
So now, are you still making profits even with the increase in price of starch, or are you? Do you still retain quality? I mean, do you have your customers come back and tell you that this cloth is not well starched or something?
You know, one thing we observe in business is that the customers, they need quality, but they don't want to pay for the quality. Looking at the inflation, even when you tell them, look at, this is the amount you are buying this now. Mm. And because of this, we need to increase this amount to this particular one. They will refuse and we tell you there is no money. They will still be crying for you. So what will you do as a customer? So that is what we are seeing in the country. So the inflation is really telling on the consumer. But anyway, even let's go to food stuff. Even the food stuff, like now. Are you hearing me?
I'm with you.
Okay. Like now, I'm someone that I like eating beans.
I like eating beans
like twice in a week. But now I eat beans only once a week because of the high cost.
So you couldn't find, I beg your pardon, a substitute for beans. You couldn't find a substitute for beans? Is it like you like beans or you just like to balance your diet, you know, so you can have protein in your system?
I like beans.
Okay.
But looking at the inflation, I can't eat it daily. I normally eat it before.
Okay.
So, thank you very much.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now on the sunny side, we're discussing inflation. Who are the biggest sufferers? Are there products that you have learned to live without due to inflation? I like this, like the last caller said. I like beans. Do I like beans? Oh, yeah, I like beans myself. When was the last time I had beans? This morning, Akara. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
I think it's a timely conversation and it's also so interesting.
Mm.
So that we'll start adjusting our belt. We'll start adjusting without fear of evil. This is just the beginning. It will hit harder than what we are seeing now. I'm speaking from the ground as a businessman, especially I'm into the food industry.
Oh.
I have two restaurants here in Port Harcourt.
Okay.
And I will tell you categorically clear that it's not even easy for us that are doing the business. Now we are running on our lifeline. From who cannot sustain are shutting down operation. A greasy cup normally sold for 800. But today, as per this morning, is for 300, 350.
Wait, the egusi cup, you know, you have different types of cup.
The milk cup.
Okay, I think I got egusi last week. I got it for 350. You know, there is the hand-peeled one and there is the machine-peeled one.
And the machine-peeled one.
Yes, and it was the other cup, the bigger, wider cup. Now, the tomato cup, not the milk cup.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Now, you see how prices fluctuate.
Mm.
The morning, our customers from the market, because from either Maitri or Sangana, where we deal with, today they are selling for 300 Now, you are preparing that today you bought 300, tomorrow should also remain 300, tomorrow might be 350 or 400, and you are running a business and you need high quantity or high volume. Tell me, how will you sustain? Oh, the waterleaf they have now, these three now are 1,000. Initially, waterleaf was everywhere. You buy them either 50 naira, sometimes you've been doing shakara.
You can get 300-400 naira before.
400, exactly. Yeah. Now with upcake, then the ugu vegetable, how will you solve it? As I'm talking to you now, we have somebody that can bring this thing from us, from HA down to Rock Direct, to cut some certain costs so that we can still remain on the business because we just find joy in doing it. Now, you that is coming to eat initially now, we just increase our price to 2,000 naira per plate now for us to remain in the business. Initially, it was 1,002. We increased it to 1,500 just to sustain. Last I'm talking to is 2,000 naira per plate. And I will not go back if you like.
Is it plate of swallow or plate of rice?
Well, swallow.
Swallow. Whoa.
Now look at the fufu, the lolo you are celebrating. So your flavor, right?
See, please, let's not even go there because no, my spinal chest is paining me. The last time I bought lolo at Rokoro, the 50 naira quantity was not worth it at all.
Goodness me. And you see, there's this small round one and also the flat one.
I don't eat the flat one. I like those round, that round one that is white and soft. You know, when you touch it, it's soft.
White
like that.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, look at the quality. Look at the quantity now. To be honest to you, it's not easy. How much is a cup of garri? And the economy is just struggling. Now, look at garri that you buy for the 1-2. That's rubber.
Mm.
Most of the areas that are producing garri fall ravage their community. Cassava stems were not even safe or secure. Now, how will they source for cassava stem to prepare for the next farming season, which is about 2-3 months from now? Some have to go to Benue or Kogi or somewhere ever. It's money they will transport it down. And when they now abort the garri, how much do you expect them to sell it? It may run to almost 2,000 to 2,500.
Okay,
the
so...
The truth is this. We need to rise up with the occasion. And a lot the government needs to do for now. A lot the government needs to do.
Okay.
Security should be our agenda for discussion.
All right. So, Mr. Zion, you have spoken as a seller, will I say. Are there times when you've had to give customers that come to eat food alternatives because that which they required was not affordable at the time you went to the market, and you had to tell them today no goat meat, what we have is pomo?
Yeah, there were times like that.
Okay.
Look at it. The head of a cow, the cow head, was we normally buy for 70-80K.
Cow head, okay.
As I'm talking to you, the cow head. Today is about 120-150.
Just the head, though.
Sometimes, just the head, though. No, not that part, only the head alone.
Okay.
Now, the goat meat that we used to buy for within 35-40K, now it is 60-70. So some alternative, we use fish, this other small fish, we just peel them. Or how do you want it, meat or without? Of course, if you say without, they just give you the normal the cow head.
Mm.
But at least by the grace of God, our customers are those of the higher cattle. Of course, the bigger guys.
They still want to eat
around.
What they eat.
They still want to eat and they want the quality. But as I'm talking to you now, the native white soup, we don't prepare it anymore.
Uh-oh.
You know what they call white soup?
I know white soup.
We don't prepare that soup at all because it's too expensive if we want to go into it. And you know the implication in that white soup. A lot is demanded there. So honestly, we have cut corners and avoid some certain preparations. We just give them the quality, a little size, just for us to remain in the business.
All right.
But it's not easy.
Thank you, Mr. Zion. Ethel from Rumahalo, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dennis, how are we going to do? I mean, she said the same thing last. Because the way it's in charge of everything. Something else. I don't know. Whether I don't want us to exist anymore.
Well, it's not a case of, you know, usually there's what we call the forces that affect the market pricing, okay? Mr. Zion mentioned one of them, and it's something we've talked about here on Nigeria Info, the flood situation.
But these are the local, productions, the local products we have.
I can barely hear you. You would have to speak up, please, Eto.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, I said that sometimes some local products, they will inflate price and they will tell you, we ask, they will say dollars increase and the rest. All this thing is disturbing us. I'm into building.
Building,
materials
okay.
is printed, yes, every day by day. As a civil engineer, material, if you may submit patients to your client today, tomorrow you have different. The patient cannot be in your client for 1 week.
Hmm.
It will have a different material, a different price material. And you will go back to tell the owner, your client, he will look at it, maybe you want to inflate price on him. These are something, you don't have a stable market in the country. What are we going to do about this?
Right.
I don't know, it's worrisome.
Thank you
so
much.
We're not talking about food. A food, an ordinary gari for a common man on the street. This thing is so worrisome. I don't think
if you understand the current situation now, you're referring to Gary as ordinary. Gary is no longer ordinary. Ikechi from Eneka, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Well, you see, your question this afternoon about the inflation, who is affected, the producers, buyers, or sellers?
Who are the biggest sufferers in the mix?
Well, if you look at it, you will see that both the producers, buyers, and sellers are all suffering. But the ones who suffer the most is the buyers.
The buyers, okay.
Because the purchasing power of the buyers who decide the amount they can acquire. And if you look at the situation in our market, you see that we are having a lot of effect on inflation, coupled with the covetousness. Hello?
I'm with you. Ikechi, I'm with you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Coupled with the covetousness of people, this has really caused a lot of issues. And the buyers are really looking like you go to the market to... Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. You go to the market to go and acquire some goods. By the time you get there, they tell you it has increased by 50 naira or 100 naira. Food is costly, and as a family, at least I know that my family, we reduced the amount we eat because of the cost of things. So the buyers are the ones suffering. The producers, I don't really think so, because they can easily hike the prices and get their own back because of fuel and all that cost.
Mm.
If the rail services were working, I can assure you that it will have an effect on reducing the cost of food in Nigeria. But when inflation is everywhere, and the best way to solve it is by getting up to become independent agriculture, subsidizing agriculture instead of subsidizing fuel. And as Mr. Zion said, I really love his points, he made good points. He's even trying so much. There are people that are not reaching up to that level.
Mm.
For him to give such quality meals with such price, it shows that he truly is a man of honor.
Mm.
Not far from the kingdom. But what I'm saying is just that it's not everybody. There are people who hype the prices.
Mm.
And like for instance, stockfish, if you go to the place where they bring the stockfish there from Abar, it's much cheaper than the market you go to buy from. I don't know if you know that.
I buy from the market. I've not been able to. I know if I go to town market, I'll get things a lot cheaper. But time to get down to far away town. So I usually will source things from the Rumokoro market that's closer to me. So I wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, yes. We also shop. My mom also shops at Rumokoro market. Mm. Very, very cheap. Yeah. These days, you just need to find the areas that are more
cheap. Ikechi, I'll have to let you go now.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. Unfortunately, we're pressed for time. I just use the remaining time I have left to read through some of your WhatsApp messages. Will I be able to take any more calls? I doubt it. But let me start with this one. And it reads, hello, Didi. Sellers are affected most during an inflation. Due to inflation, the small-scale business owners may lose their capital. And this one says to me, the consumers are losing the most because the producers will always put their production costs on the final consumer. My name is Opokiri. Give justice. Do you think the producers are having a smooth sale this period? I doubt, to be honest, sourcing for the materials and then at the end of the day, you're not even able to sell it because someone cannot afford it. Good afternoon. One of the problems this country faces is caused by the masses. I mean, the producers, the wholesalers, the retailers, and the final consumers. This is because in spite of the rise in the price of goods and services, the quantity still reduces. The consumers suffer a lot in the chain of distribution. If you increase the price, little quantity. So many marketers have sold their conscience to the devil, and that is why there is corruption everywhere. May God deliver this country. And then this one says, I have cut down my wine intake. You still drink wine? It's okay. I used to have plenty wines in my house before now, but you can't even find an empty bottle of wine in my house now. Christian, send that in. Are people still Dorimane? I wouldn't know. Tomorrow is what? Thursday. Friday is, okay. I think Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays are the days that a lot of people will, you know, go out. Do people still spend as much at pubs, at lounges, recreational centers? Used to have inflow as you used to. Restaurants, cinemas, you name it. Some of these things are not basic, right? You can afford to live without going to the cinema. You can afford to live without visiting a recreational center, the parks. You can also afford to live without hanging out, chilling with the big boys and the big girls. But can you afford not to eat? For those of you that rely solely on power to run your businesses, and you live in an area where there is inconsistent power supply, generators to the rescue. But to power the generators, you need fuel, you need diesel. Can you afford to run your business without electricity? And so many other things that people would have to cut down on moving on. And some would have to find alternatives. In the end, we have to find a way to survive through all of this. Next month, there probably will be another report. If we're going to have a dirty December, this December is going to be hinged on some of these factors. But in the end, we are Nigerians, we are resilient, and if there's one thing I'm certain of, is the fact that we usually find a way around things. My name is Denise Daniswalu. This is The Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info.